You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
Well, I was online looking to buy some medicines because why not? And because I couldn't be bothered to actually step out at 10 p.m. to get a strip of Dolo. We've all been there, long day at work or a long day partying the previous night, and you need a Dolo. What do we do? Well, turns out you can buy medicines of certain kinds online, but you can get them only on a few websites. And in most places, the delivery won't be done overnight. So I suppose for my regular Dolo problem, I will still have to be friends with the local pharmacy guy. But my search did also bring up two interesting headlines. The first one read, Madras High Court bans online sales of medicines. And the second one said, Madras High Court stays a ban on online sale of medicine. Talk about confusing. So we had to dig deeper into that very subject. Can I or can I not buy a Dolo online? And on this edition of Digging Deeper, that is precisely what we will do. It is the quest for Dolo at the click of a mouse. This is Digging Deeper with Money Control, and my name is Rakesh Sharma.
The Deep Dive Podcast Series.
First, let's take a quick look at India's pharmaceutical industry. India's pharma industry is nowhere near the size of, let's say, America-style big pharma, but it certainly is expanding fast. According to India Brand Equity Foundation, India's pharmaceutical sector was valued at $33 billion in 2017 and is expected to grow at a compounded annual growth rate, or CAGR, of 22.4% over 2015 to 2020 to reach about $55 billion. In comparison, America's pharma industry was worth $446 billion. Dollars in 2016. That's around 45% of the global pharmaceutical market. So our pharma industry is less than a tenth of the value of its US counterpart, US being the famous pill-popping nation that it is. Online medicine delivery startups such as PharmEasy, 1MG, NetMeds and Lifecare are raising large sums of capital and putting pressure on their peers to either keep raising cash or sell out. PharmEasy raised more than $50 million in two tranches, while 1MG was said to be in talks to close a $60 to $80 million deal. According to Mint, NetMeds, which recently secured $35 million, is in talks with investors to raise even more funds. Lifecare raised around $11 million in last July. Why are investors bullish on a sector that's so overregulated in India? Because, well, the Union Health Ministry in September issued draft rules on the sale of drugs through e-pharmacies. We live in times when India's government and judiciary don't quite get along. Another sign of that, well, the Delhi High Court ordered a ban on the sale of online medicines by e-pharmacies, making it a risky investment. Prior to that, in October, the Madras High Court granted an interim injunction announcing a ban on the online sale of medicines, albeit temporary. Later, in December last year, Justice Pushpa Satyanarayana of the Madras High Court passed an order staying that injunction, effectively banning online sale of medicines by e-pharmacies till the centre notifies the final rules, bringing e-pharmacies into the ambit of regulation. Unquote. A few weeks later, on the 2nd of January 2019, the beginning of the year, following an appeal filed by e-pharmacy companies, a division bench of the Madras High Court issued a stay order on the ban. So it's a repeat, rinse it. So far, it's been a rinse and repeat cycle of ban, no ban, ban, no ban, ban, no ban. Ban, no ban could well be the name of a medicine, don't you think? Now let's examine a tale of two verdicts. The story goes back to September 2018. The Union Health Ministry released a notification according to which e-pharmacies will be given a set of regulations, including data localization and other sets of rules regarding registration. The draft rules also required online pharmacies to register with the Central Drug Standard Control Organization, or CDSCO, India's primary drug regulator and central licensing authority, and obtain a trade license. The response was immediate. The All India Organization of Chemists and Druggists opposed the government's decision of e-pharmacy regulation and called in a day-long nationwide strike on the 27th of September. And that brings us to October 2018 and the verdict in Madras. Chennai-based Tamil Nadu Chemists and Druggists Association filed a plea seeking a direction to authorities concerned to block links of websites that are selling medicines online. They claim that while online shopping might be convenient to consumers, purchasing medicines from unlicensed online stores can be risky as they may sell fake, expired, contaminated, unapproved drugs or otherwise unsafe products that are dangerous to patients and which might put their health at risk. They also said that laws for pharmacies in India are derived from Drugs and Cosmetics Act of 1940, Drugs and Cosmetics Rule of 1945, and Pharmacy Act of 1948, laws that were written prior to the arrival of computers. They claimed India has no concrete laws defined for the online sale of medicines. Though various amendments have been made to the Act, no provision has been made to utilize information technology for sale of medicines online. After their submission, Justice R. Mahadevan granted interim injunction announcing a ban on the online sale of medicines till the 9th of November. The court also directed the center to file its counterpoint. Now, speaking about the center, in 2017, the government issued a draft of the Drugs Rules 2017, aiming to remove ambiguity on regulations to facilitate sales of drugs online. As per the draft, which finally made an appearance in March 2018, no one can operate an online pharmacy without registering with the Central Licensing Authority. Also, the supply of drugs by an online pharmacy will be regulated. The next month, in April 2018, CDSCO was reportedly considering regulations for online pharmacies in order to increase consumer trust in such platforms. Online pharmacies were in agreement with such a move. Dharmil Sheth, co-founder of PharmEasy, went on to say, and I quote, "The Act applies to all players, whether online or offline, and any player found selling prescription medicines without prescriptions or without registered pharmacists dispensing from licensed premises, whether online or offline, should be checked by the regulator. Prima facie, this should not affect members of DHP. However, we can offer a full response once we see the final order." Unquote. Prashant Tandon, founder and CEO of 1MG, said that all the members of digital health platforms or DHPs are high-quality players who operate in full compliance with these requirements and that they welcomed any move towards identifying and taking action against those who were violating the Act. In December, Justice Pushpa Satyanarayana of the Madras High Court directed the centre to notify rules related to the online sale of drugs and medicines by the 31st of January and ordered a ban on the online sales till then. Around the same time, the Delhi High Court passed a similar order. Zaheer Ahmed, the New Delhi-based dermatologist, had filed a PIL about the lack of regulation over the lakhs of medicines sold on the internet daily, claiming that it put patients and doctors at risk. Ahmed submitted that selling medicines online is not allowed under the Drugs and Cosmetics Act of 1940 and Pharmacy Act of 1948. Those sound familiar to you? Well, the dermatologist said the Drug Controller General of India had, in 2015, instructed state authorities to curb sales of medicines online in order to protect public health, but the practice, of course, continued. In some cases, he added, medicines were sold without prescriptions. The gist of Ahmed's PIL was, and I quote this verbatim, "Unlike common items, drugs are highly potent and its misuse or abuse can have serious consequences on human health, not just for the person consuming it, but for humanity at large, as some drugs can be addictive, habit-forming and harmful to the body. A large number of children or minors or people from uneducated rural backgrounds use the internet and can be victims of wrong medication while ordering medicines online." Unquote. Ahmed also accused the government of not doing enough about the situation and claimed many online pharmacies were functioning without proper licenses. After hearing Mr. Ahmed's petition, Chief Justice Rajendra Menon and Justice V.K. Rao of the Delhi High Court ordered a ban on the sale of medicines online by e-pharmacists across India and directed the Delhi government as well as the centre to put the order into effect immediately.
Stemming the tide or a spanner in the works? The court orders were a blow to an industry expected to grow by leaps and bounds. One Money Control report said that, according to Frost and Sullivan, India's online pharmacy market is expected to grow at a compound annual growth rate of 63% to touch 25,000 crore rupees by 2022. The report claims online sales of medicines could account for 15 to 20% of total pharmaceutical sales over the next 10 years. It is said that the government's Digital India initiative, a push for e-healthcare in the country, and insurance schemes like Ayushman Bharat will support the sector. Stable economic growth in India translates to more disposable income, improved health infrastructure, and diverse healthcare finance options. However, there is also a high disease burden, and all these factors together could drive growth in this sector. Frost and Sullivan also added that India's organized pharma retail market is valued at 1.3 lakh crore rupees and is the third largest in terms of volume globally. So it does seem like the e-pharma industry created a more competitive environment for the retail pharmaceutical industry. Further, the retail players also face rising pressure on price controls and poor inventory management. Vimal Monga, finance secretary at the Indian Medical Association, said, and we quote, "Proper guidelines should be drafted and notified to check the number of medicines sold online. Buying medicines online is a health risk. Drugs with similar names might confuse consumers as well as sellers. Without properly verified prescriptions, more problems will emerge. There are 19 lakh pharmacies in the country and 50 lakh families are dependent on the people who work in these shops. The online pharmacies are commercial and want to make money, so obviously there won't be proper monitoring involved. Indian Medical Association is happy with the decision of the High Court, although this might affect the drug market as our industry is not ripe enough to cope with sudden changes." Unquote. A couple of hints about a turf war there. Down to Earth magazine reported that according to an India e-pharmacy market opportunity outlook 2024 report, currently the country has over 850,000 independent pharmacy retail stores, which are able to meet only 60% of the total demand. Such retail pharmacies are responsible for 99% of the pharmaceutical sales annually, with online pharmacy contributing only 1% of total sales. Incidentally, the three-day 70th Indian Pharmaceutical Congress was also held in late December in the national capital, and the issue of online pharmacies was addressed there as well. According to Express Pharma, Atul Nasa, head of Office Controlling Authority, Drugs Control Department, New Delhi, said, and we quote, "The coming months will see stricter implementation of quality standards and increased awareness of risks of online pharmacy. OTC drugs need greater regulation to prevent unmonitored use and abuse," unquote. India is not alone in expressing concern regarding online pharmacies. Many countries have taken action to regulate and monitor online pharmacies. As per data from China Food and Drug Administration, or CFDA, around 991 companies obtained Internet Medicine Trading Service qualification in March of 2018. The National Health Commission, NHC, and the National Administration of Traditional Chinese Medicine put in place rules for Internet-based medical services and telemedicine. These rules specify the need for proper registration, licensing, and monitoring of such services. Portugal claims that under their monitoring system, there has been a decrease in deaths caused due to purchase of wrong drugs and medicines. A rethink? On December 20th, 2018, just days before the Indian Pharmaceutical Congress, a division bench of the Madras High Court suspended the ban on the sale of online medicines after e-pharmacy companies filed an appeal requesting a stay on the court's earlier order. That stay came as a much-needed respite for e-pharmacies who were reeling from the double whammy of the Delhi and Madras High Court orders. Pradeep Dadha, founder and CEO of NetMeds, said, and we quote, "We're extremely happy with the Madras High Court order suspending the ban. This ruling validates our commitment to providing affordable and accessible medicines to customers across the country. As a fully licensed pharmacy, NetMeds.com is committed to adhering to all the guidelines and standards as prescribed under the Drugs and Cosmetics Act of 1940. Unquote. He also told the Economic Times, and we quote from there, "The bench recognized that mechanisms are in place to prevent any real abuse of process by the online pharma sector. One of the most pertinent observations made was that the central government is not opposed to online pharmacies and is actively putting in place systems for regulating the sales," unquote. However, it was something of a mixed day for online pharmacies in India. On the very same day, a division bench of the Delhi High Court, led by its Chief Justice, Justice Rajendra Menon, extended its interim order banning the online sale of medicines through e-pharmacies till the 8th of January. The High Court has now listed the online sale of drugs or medicines matter for further hearing on the 25th of March 2019. Nakul Mohta, who had filed the petition on behalf of Dr. Ahmed in the Delhi High Court, told the media, and we quote, "Our petition is primarily against the government. We are not targeting e-pharma companies. The petition has been filed by a doctor, and we are saying that the government will have to ensure that medicine must not be sold through unregulated channels. Currently, it is not permissible in the Drugs and Cosmetics Act 1940 and Allied Acts to sell drugs online. It is a criminal offence," unquote. It does look like a protracted legal battle has begun involving e-pharmacy companies, doctors, retail pharmaceutical groups, and the government. This issue can be resolved if the government reviews and passes the draft regulations for e-pharmacy companies. The ball is now in the government's court. In the meantime, you can buy the Dolo. It'll reach you eventually, I guess.
This has been a Digging Deeper podcast, and you have been listening to Money Control.